And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United Nations top official in Sudan says the country's warring generals have agreed to send representatives for negotiations, which could potentially take place in Saudi Arabia. More from VOA's Anita Powell.
The leaders of both of Sudan's armed factions on Tuesday announced a one-week ceasefire to allow for talks. The State Department says they have been seeking a ceasefire for weeks. Deputy spokesperson Vedant Patel.
Every time that this ceasefire is extended, it allows us to continue to work hand in hand through the auspices of the Quad, through the auspices of the AU, IGAD, and the UN to get us to a durable cessation of hostilities that will hopefully take us back to what we believe is the will of the Sudanese people, and that is a transitional government.
President Joe Biden had previously called the violence unconscionable and called for an immediate and unconditional ceasefire and unhindered humanitarian access. Anita Powell, VOA News, the White House.
United Nations warning Sudan's conflict risks morphing into a broader crisis as impoverished neighbors welcome an influx of refugees. Reuters' David Doyle.
Aisha Ibrahim Dawood is among more than 100,000 people, according to the UN on Tuesday, who have fled Sudan's war across borders into its neighbors.
We would withstand anything. We withstood the sounds of gunfire. We can withstand the heat. This is the simplest thing.
Sudan's war has now raged for more than 3 weeks. Hundreds have been killed and a humanitarian crisis triggered. Despite a ceasefire deal, gunfire and explosions echoed across the capital on Tuesday.
That's Reuters' David Doyle reporting. Ukrainian President